Merry Christmas, Tampa Bay. Well, good tidings to you and Merry Christmas to all my good stonks out there. This is Roy and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm here to update you on what the fuck is going on. Okay, and if you hear some fucking spinning in the background, it's not something wrong with the speakers or my mic. It's my head because I've heard too much Rush today. There's a point where just like you hear too much of them. Okay, it's good at some point and then you're like, fuck this. Okay, I saw a video of them. These fucking hosers. Just like that basic, you know, you're playing guitar and you lean back and forth and you're rubbing backs with each other. The bassist and the guitarist. Real fucking douchey, like. Just this douchebag face. Okay, just stop it. Just stop. Okay, I can only take so much Rush. And I had too much of it today. So I can't take any more, so I'm gonna move on. No more Rush. Speaking of having too much and trying to calm down, my blood pressure has been through the roof, and that's not a joke. This isn't a joke, stonks. Okay, seriously. Like, I need to stay calm, and this is not the place for me to do it. Okay, let's kick off with the Bucks. Oh, jeez. I thought in the first quarter, it being 7-0 against Green Bay, it's a new team, expansion, against the Packers, that's easier to say. They were doing well, but they were fucking horrendous. They were shittier than my pants were on Sunday. It was fucking ridiculous. I'm pretty sure they had 0 yards with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. That's not fucking good. That's not good. Something needs to fucking change. The defense is there. The defense is so fucking close. So close. I know that I was begging for a quarterback in the draft, Mariota. But you gotta have a fucking offensive line that can block for that guy, okay? Josh McCown's not getting fucking time. I'm pretty sure he was sacked 7 times. 7 fucking times. That's ridiculous. That's fucking outrageous. You can't have that fucking happen if you want to be a winning team. And that's not unusual for that to happen for the fucking Bucks. Throughout the whole game, they had 16 yards rushing. That's fucking horrendous when you've got a decent group of backs in the fucking backfield. Fucking do something. God damn it, please. We need something to fucking hope for. We got a small window of football, and it's almost fucking over. It's upsetting. It's so fucking upsetting to look forward to a season and to be crushed. Crushed so harshly like we have been this year. So fucking bad. You got a new coach. For Christ's sakes, let him stick around. Let him fucking work his magic in the offseason. Let's get this team together. I'm going to fucking crush something. My blood pressure is through the fucking roof. I'm going to come back to football. Let's go on to the Lightning. What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're sitting tied, for Christ's sake, at the top of the Eastern Conference. Detroit kind of slumped down there. Montreal sneaked up. They're tied currently with the Lightning. Lightning let Pittsburgh Penguins sneak up on them there. Oh, for God's sakes, how can you be up 4-1 in the second and then let the Penguins get that fucking close to you? Okay, they ended the game 4-3. They won. Hey, no harm, no foul, but still, that's fucking stressful. You don't fucking want that, okay? That's second best record showing. Second best team in the NHL. Okay, so it's good that you fucking beat them. It's good that you beat them and you beat them good. You were beating them good. And then it became too close and then it was upsetting. It was too upsetting. And then Montreal Canadiens fucking snuck up on you and they beat the New York Islanders. Did I say New York or did I say Montreal Canadiens? I did. All these words I'm saying, they're fucking forming into one. I don't know what I'm talking about. Montreal Canadiens beat the New York Islanders 3-1. So that's going to keep the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens tied at 46. with Detroit sitting back there just nipping at their little stinky heels with 45, and then you got Toronto with 43 points, Boston with 39, and Florida Panthers with 38. So at some point, I feel like the Lightning have been the only consistent one in one or two between Detroit and Montreal, Boston sneaking in there. But Tampa Bay has been the only one between one and two, bouncing back and forth. Something's got to fucking give. We got to fucking break away. Vasilevsky's been keeping it in the games, but the defense has got to show up at some point. I mean, the offense is there. The offense is there. They're in the top five. I'm making stuff up now. I'm assuming they're in the top five. Don't take what I say for gospel, okay? But I'm assuming they're in the top five because when they fucking win games, they win games. And when they lose games, they still put up points. They still put the puck in the net. Vasilevsky's been keeping him in it. He's been keeping him in it. He's fucking good. He's good. Ben Bishop needs to get healthy and he needs to come back now. We need a fucking charge. We need to fucking crush this shit. Because the puck's going in the net. But we're not keeping the puck out of the net. I mean, what am I, like, is that a thing like that? I feel like that's like a thing, like someone, you just say, yeah, the team that keeps the puck out of the net. Now I'm Cosby. You can't do that, can you, anymore? That's not appropriate. You can't be, and if you put more pucks in the net, you're gonna win the game. You can't do that. You know how many sweaters I had to fucking throw away this past month? For God's sake, you're killing me, Bill. Jesus, come on. America's father, for fuck's sake. Okay, let's move on. Let's see what the Rays are doing. And that's nothing. They're not doing anything. They're not putting anyone in there that could shape a team. Okay, we've lost all our fucking hitting power. Our fucking bullpen is a mess. We got a new fucking coach in there. A GM, sorry, I apologize. He's basically a coach. You're a coach. But there's actually another coach. I don't fucking understand it. Coach should be a coach. Manager's up in the fucking box, okay? I don't understand baseball. I understand football. So that's where all my intelligence goes. I go from football, I put that into baseball. It doesn't work out well. It doesn't. It doesn't work out well. What the fucking Rays are doing, for Christ's sake. You traded away a former Rookie of the Year. Oh, Willie. Oh, Will, where are you? There's not much going on with the Rays at this point, so we'll see after Christmas. Maybe we can get a sweet little present, nice little gift under the tree from the Rays. Fucking pull someone in. Pull someone in. There's people out there. Bring in Scherzer. Steven Drew. There's a Cabrera out there. There's someone. Fucking put someone in there to make the fans excited. There's nothing to make them excited. You've just been fucking bleeding players. And that's what I'm going to keep saying. I've been saying it since day one on this podcast. Bleeding players. That's my fucking catchphrase. Tampa Bay. Bleeding to death. Okay? Quote unquote. That's what I'm going to keep saying. You got to fucking put someone in there to get the fans excited. Because no one's fucking excited for this season. We're all worried. We're all fucking worried. There's nothing to look forward to. Okay, and that's going to make it even sweeter when they go further and bigger, fucking farther than anyone ever thought they could do, okay? But for now, I'm going to sit on, you know, the lower end of the spectrum and think, what the fuck are those Rays going to do? What are they going to do? And with that being said, let me close out the football season here. I'm a little upset. It comes to an end so fast. It's so fast, so quick. I just don't understand it. It's here and then it's gone. And then they keep pumping you with stuff in the offseason. They're like, here's the fucking combine. Here's the fucking draft. Look what this fucker's doing. Here's the undrafted players. What the fuck are they doing? Jesus Christ. I know I'm going to bitch about this in the off season because they're going to be stuffing it down my throat because I love football and I want to see as much of it as I can so they know who they're fucking tailoring those shows to. It's people like me who just need football. I need it. I need it. I need a quick season. where every game fucking means something. Not every game means something in fucking baseball, hockey, and basketball. Because there's so many fucking games. Football, there's 16 fucking games. Every game you play means something. Okay, now I'm just bashing every other sport at this point. Let me go on to the Pro Bowl announcements were announced. Oh, that's a little too much there. And the Bucks got one. Gerald McCoy fitting in there at the defensive interior lineman, defensive line. Gerald McCoy getting in there. At least we got one. That's one. I would still push Mike Evans in there. He picked up at the end of the season, but, you know, people didn't catch on. And he isn't known. And if you don't know those players, and it's always fans do account for a lot of these votes, so it's always the big name players, a lot of the fantasy players. So if you don't have them on your fantasy team, you're not going to fucking vote them in. You get a lot of receivers that it's just like, really, that guy, tackles, guards. You know, it's the big name teams. It's big name teams. That's who's going to work their way into the Pro Bowl at this point. Let's be honest. Fantasy plays a big part in that because everything's got to be connected. We got to be connected. Why don't we fucking put everything out there and let some scumbag, I'm going to say where I'm from, why don't we let anyone from Concord, New Hampshire fucking choose who's going to play in the All-Star game, basically? Who the best player? Why don't we just let them fucking choose that? Why don't we just let the people who don't know anything? I played football in grade school, so I know everything about it. This guy's the best. He's the best. Fuck off, you fucking cunt. Leave it to the coaches, the former coaches, the offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, the former players who know what the fuck they're talking about. You're the same people who sit at the bar and said, I could have made that fucking catch. I could have made that catch. I wouldn't have called that play. I could have made that throw. Fuck off. You couldn't have done any of that. Want to know why? Because you're a fat fucking slob sitting on the fucking couch. Not you listening to this podcast. You're a wonderful person. A wonderful person. And I appreciate you so much. You wouldn't even understand. But those other people, I've sat next to them. Oh, I could do that. I could do this. No, you couldn't because you're not. You're boozing it up at a fucking bar on Sunday at 1:30 in the fucking afternoon, okay? For Christ's sake. Get in your fucking stupid head. Yeesh. Okay, football. Let's see what the playoffs are wrapping up to be. Because the Bucks aren't in it. The Bucks are not in it. I hate to break it to you. They could have been in it about 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, they could have forced their way in if they could have worked some magic. Because this would have been, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this would have been the year for them to do it. It would have, oh man, you got Atlanta Falcons fucking shit in the bed. And then you got fucking old Dougie Brees. That's not even his name. It's Drew Brees. But Dougie Brees isn't playing well either. That whole team is awful. Oh, offense. Oh, my God. Just this would have been perfect. And Cam fucking rips his back up in a car accident. Are you shitting me? Oh, you hit him against the fucking ropes. Oh, for Jesus Christ. Oh, if we don't get it next year. Because I don't know what you're going to do. Rex Ryan, what's his brother's name? Dougie Ryan? Let me go with Dougie Ryan. Ryan Ryan? Yeah, Ryan Ryan's probably going to get fired as defensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints. So, it may get a little revamped next year. I feel like things are going to turn around. Then you got old Mike Fatnuts over there in Atlanta, head coach. He's probably not going to be around. I mean, you got a team like that with an offense like that, and you can't put up points unless you're playing the fucking the Bucks, where you put up like 54 to nothing. That was early in the season. Our defense has put it together. But golly. Oh, you got to do something. You got to do something in the draft. If something doesn't come together in the draft, I don't know what to say. I don't know what's going to happen next year. It's a sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs for the Bucks going into the offseason. I'm just hoping they can get something in free agency. Do something. Come on, Lovey.
Who's doing it? The Glazers, there's like 18 Glazers now. Malcolm passed, so they're probably, no one knows what's going on. No one knows what's going on. We need a new owner. Get someone in there who knows real football. Stick to your English football over there, okay? Stick to that, you little footy. I'm just kidding, I do enjoy soccer. I just don't watch it much. World Cup comes around, I'll watch that. I'll do that. That's good, right? I'm one of those people. I love soccer, but I only watch it when World Cup comes around. I don't get the channels. I don't want to be held down watching all those games. I have no ties to the teams. Just because the Glazers aren't Man U doesn't mean I want something to do with them. Just not, nothing. Okay. So yes, football season's over. Almost over. And with that being said, we're going to do the final buck stack. Fantasy buck stack. And it's rough because I never get anything with that. I've won some money. All right, allegedly. Can I say allegedly? I don't want the tax man coming after me. But yeah, not with the buck stack. They're very cheap players. Anyone you take from the Bucks who isn't Mike Evans. But so it allows you to put some decent other decent players on the team, on the fantasy team. But they just do not perform. They do not perform. So I inhaled something. I inhaled something. Stocks. Okay, let's do this. Hey there, Stonks. Let's get it going with your Tampa Bay fantasy football. Stonk. Okay, right off the bat, you're going to have quarterback Josh McCown. They're going to get against the Saints. I mean, neither team has anything to play for except for pride and, you know, bragging rights, I guess. The Bucs almost came out with a win in overtime against New Orleans in New Orleans. The last time they played, which was weeks ago, who knows how long. So I got Josh McCown in there. They're passing. The Saints' passing defense is terrible. Their run defense is terrible. So I'm going with Doug Martin at running back, hoping maybe they can get within the five and he can punch it in for a couple scores. But that all depends on if they stick with him, Charles Sims. I think Bobby Rainey's still injured. Then receivers, obviously Mike Evans. I'm going with Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. I'm assuming they're going to be all over Mike Evans, and that'll leave Vinny wide open, but we'll see how that works out because Mike Evans seems to always be able to beat the coverage there. Another receiver I'm going with is Malcolm Floyd for the Chargers. Keenan Allen, I believe he is injured. He's doubtful to play this weekend against the Chiefs, whose defense is very good. So that leaves Malcolm Floyd and, I believe, Eddie Royal. And then you obviously have Antonio Gates at tight end, but they're very good at covering tight ends. So I'm going with Malcolm Floyd. Maybe there's going to be he'll be open to wander around out there, catch some passes from Philly Ribs, which they need to win. They need to win to have a chance to get in the playoffs. So in my two running backs, which are running back and a flex, I went with Arian Foster, who Houston, they're on their, I don't know, eighth backup quarterback. I think they're going to stick with Case Keenum this weekend. They're going up against Jacksonville, and like I said, they have to win to have a chance at making the playoffs. So I feel like they're really going to be, they're going to be playing to win. They have to, unlike a lot of teams out there. Some of them have nothing to play for, nothing at all. Others don't have to play at all. You got the Pats who've locked up first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So really, when setting a fantasy lineup, you got to look at that because you got to go for the teams that have something to play for. Bengals, Steelers, Atlanta, Carolina. Those teams that whoever wins that is going to take the division. So, yeah, I'm going with Arian Foster. Like I said, they're on their 18th backup quarterback. So I think Arian Foster is going to have a lot of room to run. He will be running a lot. And then Le'Veon Bell for Pittsburgh going up against Cincinnati. I think that game got moved to 8 o'clock prime time on Sunday night. So I think Le'Veon Bell is going to be getting the ball a lot. And he will hopefully they put up a lot of points and he will be able to run the clock down at the end of the game. Tight end Greg Olsen. Again, they're playing the Atlanta Falcons, whoever wins that game, in the playoffs. Whoever loses goes home weeping. So I'm going with Greg Olsen. Cam likes to throw to him. He's a big guy. Get him in the end zone a couple times. And defense, I'm going with the Jets. I feel like they're going to be wanted. They're playing for their coach. The coach may not be there. Rex Ryan has already, a report say he's packed up his office. He hasn't been told he's fired, but he's packed up his office, which means he assumes he will not be back. So I'm feeling like the defense is going to want to give him a good send-off there in Miami. They're playing in Miami. Obviously, he plays for the Jets. So we'll see what happens with that. And that's my stack. QB Josh McCown. Running backs Arian Foster, Doug Martin. Receivers Mike Evans, Malcolm Floyd, Vincent Jackson. Tight end Greg Olsen. Flex position, which you can put anyone in there. Tight end, receiver, running back. No QBs. I'm going with Le'Veon Bell, and my defense is going to be the Jets. So I'm hoping I can get some money. I'm certain on everyone except for the players on the Bucks, because who knows, end of the season, maybe Josh might not even play. They may put fucking Glennon in there. Doug Martin might not even play. Dougie Fresh. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. It's not a lot of money. I didn't put a lot of money in. So you can see how big I am on that lineup. I just don't trust the Bucks. I don't trust the coaching staff. Who are they going to fucking play? I don't know. But hey, everyone, it's been a fun fantasy year for the Bucks. I will continue to do fantasy deep into the playoffs because they do still run them up until, I think they may even run it to the championship game. But we'll see. Everyone, I hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas. Mine was wonderful. I hope yours was just as great. Everyone, happy holidays. We're going to have something new for you in the new year. Coming up to the new year. I have one more before the end of the year. So everyone, thank you for listening. This has been your Tampa Bay Sports Second and your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. Shoving it all into one show. So everyone, happy holidays and keep it stomped.